Unity in the Home and in the Church. June 24, 1903, typed. Let those who have heard the truth for these last days study carefully the fourth chapter of Deuteronomy and take heed to the warnings contained therein. Many who have heard the truth treat it as a garment which they may put on at certain times and lay off again at will. In the Word of God, a high standard is presented for our attainment. If our natural temperaments are under control, if we are guided by the Holy Spirit, we shall follow a plain, "Thus saith the Lord." We shall seek diligently to live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We have no time to spend in trifling and frivolous matters. Let all heed the invitation of Christ. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Matthew 11, verse 29. Do not strive to have your own way. If other people do not agree with you, do not make a mountain of a molehill and feel that you can no longer be united with them in the Lord Jesus. Do not lose your affection and love for those who do not wholly agree with you. Let not the little differences that arise be made an occasion to break up the unity that should exist among brethren. This is the work of Satan. When you quarrel with your brethren, when you are selfish and are jealous if you do not get your own way, you show that you are not meek and lowly. Do not allow your individuality to become prominent. If differences arise, do not insist on having your own way, thereby creating strife. Let your individual preferences be unexpressed when you see that they would create discord. Unless some question of vital importance is involved, be ready to yield your own opinion rather than to create a dispute. Even though you may, by argument, gain your point, yet you may place a burden upon someone else far outweighing the advantage you think you will gain. It is hard to heal the wounds caused by harsh words. Often you may preserve peace by guarding the tongue. Never introduce into your conversation matters that will create strife, hurting your own soul and the souls of others. Keep your differences to yourself. Tell them only to God. Do not let Satan mold and fashion you. He ever stands ready to put evil insinuations into your mind. He seeks to justify himself in his course of rebellion against God by demonstrating that human beings upon the earth can no more keep the law of God than could he and his angels in heaven. Ye are not your own. The Lord Jesus has a right to your wholehearted and faithful, persevering energies. Ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19-20. The Home School. The home is a school where all may learn how they are to act in the church. When all are members of the royal family, there will be true politeness in the home life. Each member of the family will seek to make it pleasant for every other member. The angels of God, who minister to those who shall be heirs of salvation, will help you to make your family a model of the heavenly family. Let there be peace in the home, and there will be peace in the church. This precious experience brought into the church will be the means of creating a kindly affection one for another. Quarrels will cease. True Christian courtesy will be seen among church members. The world will take knowledge of them, that they have been with Jesus and have learned of him. What an impression the church would make upon the world if all the members would live Christian lives. Much may be gained by self-discipline in the home life. If the husband and wife show respect for each other, a healthful, wholesome atmosphere will pervade the home. Let each make life as pleasant as possible for the other. Cultivate respect in the speech. Preserve unity and love. Satan will have no power over those who fully control themselves in the home. Parents, Be kind and conciliating to your children. Consider their present and future happiness and the health of both body and soul. As by precept and example you seek to preserve the happiness of the home, you become witnesses for God. Angels look with approval upon the meek and lowly ones who are looking to Christ as their example. The home is to be a school where the children will be educated and fitted for the higher grade, the school above. Ever keep this object in view. Teach your children to obey you and to obey God. If parents or children are ever welcomed into the mansions above, it will be because they have in this world learned to obey the commands of God. In dealing with your children, teach them that you are Christ's representative in the home. Then show them that the love of Jesus pervades your soul. Love for Christ will lead parents to cherish and tenderly care for the lambs of their flock. The love of Christ in their heart will flow out in healthful, sanctified love and care for their little flock, that they may become lambs in Christ's fold. Let not worldly business be allowed to take the place of this work of preparation for the higher life. The enemy of all righteousness stands ready to act his wicked part in hindering the work. He seeks to bring parents and children under his control. He would shut them out from the future, immortal life. Unhappiness is often caused by an unwise use of the talent of speech. The Word of God does not authorize anyone to speak harshly, thereby creating disagreeable feelings and unhappiness in the family. The other members of the family lose their respect for the one who speaks thus, when, if he would restrain his feelings, he might win the confidence and affection of all. Parents, will you make an effort to be kind, cultivating Christian politeness in your association with the members of your family here below? Do not allow the tongue to speak unadvisedly in the home. Educate yourself to speak pleasant words in the family. Let there be in the home an atmosphere of peace and love. Be pure in speech. Cultivate a soft and persuasive, not a harsh and dictatorial tone of voice. Give the children lessons in voice culture. Train their habits of speech until no coarse or rough words will come spontaneously from their lips when any trial comes to them. Love God with your whole heart, mind, and soul, that angels of God, though unseen, may be in your home, cooperating with parents and children. Let us, as Christians for whom Christ has given his life, do our duty to our children. Let us fit them for the heavenly mansions. I go, said Christ, to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John 14, verse 2 and 3. Let this ever be kept before their minds, while you yourselves are improving in every way possible. God forbid that Christ should say of any of us, I cannot acknowledge you as members of my family. Your traits of character are such that you would spoil your own pleasure and that of others in heaven. Fathers, spend as much time as possible with your children. Seek to become acquainted with their various dispositions, that you may know how to train them in harmony with the Word of God. Never should a word of discouragement pass your lips. Do not bring darkness into the home. Be pleasant, kind, and affectionate toward your children, but not foolishly indulgent. Let them bear their little disappointments, as everyone must. Do not encourage them to come to you with their petty complaints of one another. Teach them to bear with one another and to seek to maintain each other's confidence and respect. Mothers, do not allow yourselves to be so laden down with cares and responsibilities in the church that you will be unable to fill your rightful place in the home. Your first and most sacred responsibility is so to live in the home life that both you and your children may win the crown of everlasting life. In the fear of God, you are to be the educator of your children. Allow them to help you in every way they can, and show them that you appreciate their help. Let them feel that they are a part of the family firm. Teach them to use their minds as much as possible, so to plan their work that they may do it quickly and thoroughly. Teach them to be prompt and energetic in their work, to economize time so that no minutes may be lost in their allotted hours of work. Teach them neatness and order. If possible, teach both boys and girls how to cook and how to make themselves useful in every department of the home work. Encourage neatness and order. It is your duty so to fit them that they will be capable in after years of caring for their own homes. All this takes time. It requires patience. The mind of the mother must be clear, not wearied and burdened with many other responsibilities. You cannot afford to so devote your energies to outside work that you are unfitted for the duty of training your little flock at home. Remember that they are Christ's property. Learn of Christ daily, that you may be able to impart the knowledge of Him to your children.